He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show. And there is our Green Bay football insider on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hard-hitting question for you right out of the gates. When is it okay to put up Christmas lights and get into the spirit of the holiday season?
Sure as heck not right now.
Thank you.
I went to Costco today.
Thank you.
Like Christmas lights. I'm like, what is going on with this?
Thank you. The man sitting to my left with the giant head.
And getting support on Twitter for it.
Is putting his Christmas lights up tomorrow.
That's right. And Leroy's going to cut his Christmas tree down tomorrow. Leroy's going to get his Christmas tree tomorrow. Listen to me. Want to go outside and you want to freeze and have numb fingers in December putting up your lights, you go ahead. I'm doing it tomorrow, so I don't got to wear gloves. I'll turn them on later in the month, but I'm getting it done tomorrow.
Well, if you don't turn them on until later in the month. So I'm always kind of like, my family grew up watching the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Kids.
Yep. So, Ada parade.
It's like Santa comes rolling down New York City. Like, that's kind of like, for us, that's like the kickoff.
There
like,
you go.
Yes. You can have carols then.
Exactly. I was listening to Christmas music this morning on the way into work.
Oh, my. No, that's not I'm still chowing on Halloween candy that my kids got.
No. Oh, we'll have that for a while, too. Yeah, we'll have that for a while.
Ryan, what the hell happened with Geronimo Allison? It seemed like he was on the mend and getting better, and then all of a sudden today he pops up on the injury report as doubtful.
Yeah, he's had one thing after another, the concussion against Buffalo, but he cleared concussion protocol weeks ago. Then when he was still in the protocol, the hamstring kind of popped up, and that forced him to miss a game, and he still has the hamstring, but he did play despite the hamstring injury last week. Now a groin injury pops up, so he's doubtful. This is where it really helps to have the depth that the Packers do at receiver. I mean, the emergence of Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown at this point, if you were to pick a position to be undermanned at, it would be receiver, whereas a month ago, and really not that long ago, Geronimo Allison not being able to play would have been a really big deal. So the Packers are fortunate that the rookies have really emerged. And even last week, Marquez Valdes-Scantling had more snaps than Geronimo Allison.
You know, when we talk about this matchup and everybody's talking about, you know, the greatest of all time, Brady and Rodgers, and Belichick is throwing love Rodgers away. Brady's throwing love Rodgers away. Jared Goff, when they played the Rams, he's throwing love Rodgers' way, and then you get to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not in this conversation. The man's got 5 Super Bowl rings. And Rami always gets mad when this whole conversation comes up as far as how people should be judged. Do you think that it's fair to judge these quarterbacks on Super Bowl rings and not on everything else?
I mean, it's not the only thing. Trent Dilfer is not
Marino. Agreed, yes.
Brad
yes.
Johnson, my right. guy.
Common sense is allowed to be applied, you know. But, yeah, I am someone who it's the most important position in team sports. Wins are absolutely a quarterback stat. You can't tell me otherwise. If you are a good quarterback, your team wins games. That's just it's connected at the hip. And beyond that, if you're an all-time quarterback with extremely few exceptions, you're winning championships. I mean, that's what the history of the league has laid out. Five rings to one, if we're splitting hairs, and let's face it, between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, we're splitting hairs. They're two first ballot Hall of Famers. The fact that one has 5 and the other has 1 is a big difference.
Okay, Mike, let's get to some safety talk. That was my pirate thing, because I know you was a pirate.
Yar, matey.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm never going to Captain D's again.
My wife made me.
It's all good. It's all good, my brother. We're still boys. You don't lose your card over that, trust me. But, okay, we got the confirmation somewhat that Tremont's going to be a little safety. Now, you know, Whitehead is going to be in there. Josh Jones may get a lot of playing time back there, so I'm excited about that. I can't wait to get his career started because he's been a great special team guy. I think they have some great packages for these guys. I mean, if you had to guess right now, just an educated guess, who do you think they start? Would it be Whitehead and Bryce, or it really doesn't matter?
That's a really good question, and it really is open-ended. I mean, basically, they have to figure out two guys. They have to figure out who's going to cover James White. Because, I mean,
yep,
you don't want Blake Martinez on James White. And you, and then they got to figure out who's going to obviously cover Gronk. I as a tandem, as a duo, I can see, and I tweeted this yesterday, I can see how Tremont Williams alongside Kentrell Bryce could work, because they are very much like yin and yang. I mean, Tremont Williams is undersized to be in the box and really offer much run support, crashing line of scrimmage, but he's got that rangy and that the ball skills, the instincts to be that center field type deep safety, whereas you sure as heck don't want Kentrell Bryce playing outside the box right now with every time he does, they're going deep on him. But he has the physicality to be close to the line of scrimmage, so they kind of complete each other. So I can see how that would work. Plus, obviously, Tremont Williams has played safety under Mike Pettine in Cleveland and that defensive scheme. So I would guess you go that way. But yeah, I mean that's really the first thing I'll be watching once the game starts is who's on James White and who's on Gronk, because they've got to figure that out.
Yeah, I really want to get into these coaches because I think it's a great matchup, obviously with the quarterbacks. But these two coaches have been very successful. I mean, if you listen to them, both of them will tell you that. But one of them, me and Sparky, got an asterisk by him because they cheated a lot, okay? One, you may not like what he does, and you can second-guess him, and you don't like his play calling. But Belichick, to me, has a checkered past, but he's a great coach. Now, my question is, how much does this – is this going to be more of a chess match or a checkers? Or just going to just feed off each other and be very competitive?
That's a great question. Bill Belichick was very effusive in his praise for Mike McCarthy, which I'm sure that Packers fans, they don't roll their eyes at all when they hear that. But, you know, as good as Bill Belichick as a coach, he's probably even better a personnel man. I mean, that's the amazing thing with him is his scouting that is combined with the coaching. He's got the X's and O's, but he's also got that scouting background. I mean, he's a great talent evaluator, and he's ruthless too. I mean, when you look at the history of the Patriots, they've really adopted that Vince Lombardi mantra of a year too early rather than a year too late. And Bill Belichick has been the poster boy in this era for that mantra from a scouting perspective. So, you know, that's the big difference between him and Mike McCarthy, who's really, you know, he's always had Ted Thompson and now Brian Gutekunst to handle the personnel side of it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think at the end of the day, though, it's going to come down to the quarterbacks more than the coaches.
Okay, so we go into this game. I think it's going to be a track meet. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game on both sides. What do you think the X factor has to be for the Packers if they win this game Sunday night?
They've got to prevent James White from going off. I mean, it's just when I look at these teams on both sides of the ball, both teams, the one matchup to me that really stands out is who in the world on the Packers defense is going to cover James White. Because again, you don't want Blake Martinez on him. Oren Burks, is he ready? I don't know. I mean, it's that to me is going to be a critical matchup. Because here's the Packers on the perimeter of the field, they've got that on lockdown. I mean, the job that Jair Alexander obviously did last week. And then Kevin King, when he's healthy, and he is healthy, he's always shown that he can be a great cover guy. Those two, they're so good at covering the perimeter of the field. They're literally, those two are the best thing that this Packers pass rush has going for it, because the pass rush got home to Jared Goff last week with five sacks. Four of the five sacks were covered sacks. Basically every incompletion, he was holding the ball for more than 3 seconds because of what they were able to do on the perimeter. So they've got the, you know, this is not your Packers of 2016 that got completely ran off the field in Atlanta. They've got the perimeter field figured out. It's the middle of the field now. Can they figure that out? Can they figure out James White out the backfield, Gronk running down the middle, the safety play? You put that with the fact that it is Tom Brady playing inside his home stadium. That's pretty daunting.
Ryan Wood, your prediction, Packers-Patriots, Sunday night, what you got?
I think it's going to be a good game. I actually do. I agree with what Brian Gutekunst said when he said earlier this week that he feels like this team is humming at the right time. The game, they played their best game in Los Angeles. If they can build on that, which I think they will, They'll keep it close. I'm going to go with Patriots 31-30.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me.
I think it's going to be an insane back and forth game. I really do. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get his points. If this was at Lambeau Field, I'd probably take the Packers. I'd just say Aaron Rodgers makes one more play inside his home stadium than the other team. I think Tom Brady does the same inside Gillette.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Inside the Green Bay Press Gazette is where you'll find his work, as well as PackersNews.com and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show, we'll see if you got it right when we check in with you. Have a good weekend, Ryan.
All right, take care.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.